One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Smith. You're listening to TV Confidential.
These bicentennial minutes have focused attention on all aspects of the birth of our nation, which established American freedom and kept its promise alive. The bicentennial year and the bicentennial minutes end tonight. As our first resolution of the new year, let us pledge to keep the spirit of 76 alive. Thank you and a happy new year to you all.
Ed Robertson, Tony Figueroa, and Donna Allen, as we continue our look at This Week in TV History, which, as always, is brought to us by our friends at Story Salon. This particular segment with Tony and Donna originally aired in June 2011.
Let's see, for July, it occurred to me, you know, and it was not in my usual literature, but it occurred to me, this is the 35th anniversary of the bicentennial, which was, I think, huge for television in general, but the thing that really stands out with a bicentennial theme programming is the Bicentennial Minute.
Right, which for those who don't remember, were a series of one-minute mini history lessons aired by CBS in prime time at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. They began on July 4th, 1974.
So they went for a while.
Yeah, they were supposed to end. They were supposed to end on July 4, 1976, to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But they proved so popular, they went beyond. They went beyond July 4, 76. I think well into the 76-77 season.
Yeah,
really.
President Gerald Ford was the one who did the Bicentennial Minute on July 4th, 1976.
Right. It looks like it ran until December 31st, 1976.
So they continued it for the rest of the year.
Right.
And I guess bicentennial fever was still going, but you have to remember that if kids weren't around at that time, I hate to equate it to 9/11, but you noticed how everything became red, white, and blue all of a sudden. And every entity had their bicentennial theme.
Well, off the top of my head, and I believe this was popular around that time, was the famous Chevy ad: baseball, hot dogs, apple pie,
and
Chevrolet.
And Chevrolet, you know, with the Chevrolet with Tom T. Hall.
Yeah.
You know, as the spokesman at the time.
Yeah. You were very, very country. But remember the Bicentennial Minute at first, you know, like you said, it was at the end of the 8 o'clock hour.
Right.
So on a Saturday, All in the Family was on at 8 o'clock. And then maybe at, you know, the Bicentennial Minute was presented by Carol O'Connor mm-hmm. giving an anecdote, and then maybe the next week, you know, MASH was part of that. You know, maybe Alan Alda or Mary Tyler Moore or Carol Burnett. But then eventually you exhausted all the CBS stars.
Right.
And actually, not eventually. Very quickly, you exhausted every cat. You know, I think they had every Walton, you know, doing a bicentennial minute, which says a lot. And then all of a sudden people were, who's this guy? You know, you would have these obscure people
right.
doing their bicentennial minute. And I know, especially as a kid, you're going, who is this guy doing that?
Because well, as I remember, there were also journalists who
yeah.
did them.
Right,
there were politicians
yeah.
who did them, professors, yeah. So I think out of necessity, they had to reach beyond their own community.
Because I don't think anybody ever did a second one. I think they wanted to have an individual, but they had the cast of Zoom do one.
Yes.
I remember that one, and I think, yeah, they eventually broke the network parameters. They had other stars from other shows on other networks,
yeah.
which at that time, that was a big deal to do that.
Very much so. And then, as we mentioned, they ran until December 31st, 1976, and then the following week, the first week of January, they were replaced by what was called the CBS Newsbreak, so you'd have a one-minute news summary in prime time, which proved very popular. And then before you know it, imitation being the highest form of flattery in television, the other networks followed suit, and so you would have primetime mini newscasts continue into the 80s.
And who sponsored the Bicentennial Minute? I remember at the end of the broadcast, there would be a voiceover saying, these historic moments were brought to you by the people at Shell. And so it was, you know, the big Shell logo at the time.
You know, the Bicentennial Minutes, they were enjoyable. And when I really look back, it was like, yeah, the American people were getting history spoon-fed 1 minute at a time, and it was doable. I remember those, and I know there were so many documentaries, I don't remember a single one. And I know in my house, my mother would have sat us down in front of the TV and said, watch. I know she did. I don't remember them, but it's the Bicentennial Minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, this is pre-internet.
Yeah,
and it's a way of. I mean, the only other thing I can think of that'd be close to it is what ABC was doing on Saturday mornings with Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
Oh.
I mean, they did America Rock, and people still use I'm Just the Bill.
Right.
Now it's an educational tool. Now people coming to Congress get a copy of that.
So it's a classic example of using primetime network television as an educational
tool, yeah.
vehicle. And it's a way of using of recognizing the most powerful medium we have and using it to achieve good.
Yeah. And it was a celebration. I mean, It was America's biggest birthday, and it was a huge celebration at that time. So, I mean, those who weren't around, keep in mind that this was like the biggest birthday party in the history of the world. And we were all part of it.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Ben Asner.
Connie Stevens.
Don Wells.
Eric Braden.
Tony Camille.
Danson Williams.
Don Most.
Droy Finnis.
Peter Marshall.
Sherry Alberoni.
George Slaughter.
Dan Castellaneta.
Taylor Hicks.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
And many, many more of your favorite celebrities and people behind the scenes in the world of television. That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio Incorporated. A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atvaudio.com.
Become a TV Confidential confidant and receive unlimited access to the last 5 years of TV Confidential, plus other members-only content. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/join. This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by Uber. Enter the promo code TV Confidential, all one word, when you download the app at get.uber.com/go/TV Confidential, and you'll receive a free first ride up to $20.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.